Tom Broadbent turned the last corner of the winding drive and found his two brothers already waiting at the great iron gates of the Broadbent compound. Philip, irritated, was knocking the dottle out of his pipe on one of the gateposts while Vernon gave the buzzer a couple of vigorous presses. The house stood beyond them, silent and dark, rising from the top of the hill like some pasha's palace, its clerestories, chimneys, and towers gilded in the rich afternoon light of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
"It's not like Father to be late," said Philip.
He slipped the pipe between his white teeth. He gave the buzzer a stab of his own. Philip looked pretty much the same. Briar pipe, sardonic eye, cheeks well-shaved and aftershaved, hair brushed straight back from a tall brow, gold watch winking at the wrist, dressed in gray worsted slacks and navy jacket. His English accent seemed to have gotten a shade plummier. Vernon, on the other hand, in his gaucho pants, sandals, long hair and beard, looked uncannily like Jesus Christ. "He's playing another one of his games with us," said Vernon. Philip turned to Tom.
"And how are things, Tom, out there among the Indians?"
"Fine."
"Glad to hear it."
"And with you?"
"Terrific. Couldn't be better."
"Vernon?" "Everything's fine, just great." The conversation faltered. Tom never had much to say to his brothers. An uneasy silence settled on the group gathered at the gate. After a long moment, Philip gave the buzzer a fresh series of jabs and scowled through the wrought iron, grasping the bars.
"His car's still in the garage. The buzzer must be broken. Hello! Father! Hello! Your devoted sons are here!"
There was a creaking sound as the gate opened slightly under his weight.
"The gate's unlocked," Philip said in surprise. "He never leaves the gate unlocked."
"He's inside waiting for us," said Vernon. "That's all." They put their shoulders to the heavy gate and swung it open. Vernon and Philip went back to get their cars and parked them inside while Tom walked in. He came face to face with the house, his childhood home. How many years since his last visit? 3? It filled him with odd and conflicting sensations. It was a Santa Fe compound in the grandest sense. The gravel driveway swept in a semicircle past a massive pair of 17th-century Zeguan doors. The house itself was a low-slung adobe structure with curving walls, sculpted buttresses, a work of sculptural art in itself. It was surrounded by cottonwood trees and an emerald lawn. Situated at the top of a hill, it had sweeping views of the mountains and high desert, the lights of town.